You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast. 95.
Salad Boys with Exaltation. That was, correct me if I'm wrong, Guest in Studio, the first single off your second album, This Is Glue?
Yes, that's correct. Yes, it is.
My guest in studio right now is Joe Sampson, who is the songwriter of Salad Boys. And your second album came out, how long ago? It was the 19th.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah, 2 weeks to the day. Yeah.
And you've been touring it, so you've done 5 dates already?
Yeah, 2 weekends. We just go on the weekends.
Littleton, Whanganui, Palmerston North.
Wellington.
Wellington and Barrytown.
Oh, and Blenheim as well.
We played, Blenheim,
yeah,
6
played
dates.
A winery. Yeah.
Played a winery.
Yeah, they gave us a case of wine, everything.
As payment?
No, and $300 plus GST. So, yeah.
Excellent. So how's it been? How have the 6 dates been thus far? You're not done yet, but is it feeling good?
Yeah, it is actually feeling really good. Yeah, I think it's like when the album comes out, it's pretty exciting. So this sort of feel, this excitement in the air, which is pretty cool. And the show's been really good, really varied. Barrytown was like Barrytown is for those who have been there.
Describe Barrytown politely.
It's pretty low key, you know what I mean?
Nice.
Yeah.
And you guys haven't had any massive fights? You're all still talking to one another? You haven't smashed up a television?
No. There's been no fights within band members, but there's been sort of, things with the audience and stuff.
I love it. This is amazing. Goss. Well, we shan't throw any New Zealand town under the bus just yet. So you've got three more dates, is that right?
We have Auckland tonight.
Auckland another
tomorrow.
A free Auckland at Southbound Records. Hey, Southbound. And then is Dunedin where your tour finishes up?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so for next Friday we play at Dunedin.
So it's tonight at the Thirsty Dog, yeah?
Yeah, first time at the Thirsty Dog. I haven't played there before, so I'm excited about that.
It'll be good fun. It's an interesting little place. And if you wanted to go to that, tickets are from undertheradar.co.nz. Will there be door sales as well?
Yeah, door sales too. Yeah.
Awesome. So the new album, is this out on a lovely large piece of vinyl as well?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. We got the records. So they turned up late.
It's all right. There's been a lot of problems with planes, as Troy tells us, because he brings in new releases.
Planes. This one seemed like it came on a boat or something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but pink vinyl. We got pink records tonight. And CDs as well. People still buy those, you know.
They do, especially if you have a CD changer in your car.
I do. They're great for that, you know. CD players in cars are like the new tape decks in cars.
Absolutely. You know? It's also a lot of the reason people still listen to the radio, so I'm personally happy about it. Now, the records are coming from overseas. Is that because you guys are currently signed to Trouble in Mind, right?
Yeah, which that's right.
A Chicago label some people may know as being home to Michael Cronin and a few other people.
Yeah. That's right.
That's pretty good.
It is pretty good. We're pretty lucky, actually. That's yeah, that was, yeah, we're grateful for that. Yeah.
Now, we've thrashed a fair bit of your last album, which was your debut full length.
Yep.
For those listeners who will recognise the tracks, is there any main differences between the new album and the last?
It's rougher sounding. The formula's the same, you know, because it worked the first time, so why change it?
Nice.
But it's a bit rougher sounding, which is more to do with the fact that I'm pretty limited when it comes to recording stuff. So
you record in your own studio? Yeah.
Well, it's my bedroom, you know. But I record it at home. Yeah. We decided to embrace it this time and
Why not?
Yeah, make it sound rough and I sort of realised that people like their indie rock better when it sounds like it's like not quite finished, you know. I think it stimulates the imagination to fill in the gaps.
There's definitely an honesty to it, but it's still very melodic. It doesn't sound like you dug a hole and chucked the songs in it or anything.
No, it's a shame because that's exactly what I was going for.
Oh, and shit, sorry.
I failed in my quest.
Fuck.
Oh, well. I didn't realise we could swear on the radio. I would have been swearing this whole time.
I guess you can. I'm just not very good at not doing it. And there's another person in the driver's seat and he can turn my microphone off when I get a bit too sailor-mouthed.
And he does the cussing.
Right. No, he's very good. He doesn't normally cuss that much. Shout out, Mikey. So, 12 tracks on the brand new album. It's called This Is Glue.
Yep.
And it is available in stores now as well at the gig tonight.
That's right. Yep.
And if you can't get to the Thirsty Dog tonight, I hear that you guys are playing in store at Southbound tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay? Do you know what time?
Right. I think 1 p.m. So, come along and watch us sign some records.
Oh, I didn't think of that. You can get a signed Salad Boys record.
That's right.
Now, you've picked a track for us to play off the brand new album. Is there any particular reason why you picked this one?
It was first one to come to mind.
Oh, yeah. And it's first on the album?
It's the most popular song on Spotify right now, so I think that...
Hello.
Yeah, so that's given me a hint. Maybe it should be the next hit.
All right, maybe this is the next hit. See them tonight at the Thirsty Dog. Tickets on sale from undertheradar.co.nz or on the door. Or you can go and see them in store at Southbound tomorrow. Thank you very much, Joe.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Time really need a 18th chance to level up my
Playing tonight at the Thirsty Dog, that was Salad Boys. Also, brand new album out last fortnight, available for purchase now, called This Is Glue. Either that, or see them at Southbound tomorrow at 1 p.m.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.